What's up, sales culture? I'm Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. And so today we got to talk a little bit about the markets, because I'm not sure how you guys are tracking the actual stock markets and what's going on, but man, they make no sense to me. So companies that are closed, literally, you know, their valuations are up and there's other companies that are booming like Amazon and their valuations have dropped. So let's kind of talk about that for a second, because I really think that Bezos has this right. And being able to, you know, remain with the customer focus during this time of crisis, I think is the biggest takeaway from this, right? So for those that don't know, Amazon killed their last quarter in a good way. Like literally their first quarter revenues reported over $75 billion. They said that's 26% growth year over year. And literally, I mean, I just think that these guys get it from the standpoint of he's made this money, but he's reinvested it, right? He's hired over 175,000 people. He's buying 100 million masks for all his employees and setting up his warehouses differently so we have more distancing in there. We all know they already have robots working in most of those warehouses already. But, you know, so his costs are up. He's less profitable, but his demand is through the roof. And this is where the markets lose me. So Amazon's demand is through the roof. We all are using it for Amazon Prime, the videos. We want that same day drop off delivery. That's not happening, but still it's happening within a week or so. So it's going relatively well, but the valuations dropped because he said to his shareholders that, look, don't expect to actually make this a very profitable quarter for us, which is, I think, the perfect stance to take. And the reason why I really value that is because he's reinvesting and he's invested. That's why they're ahead at in the first place, because last year he spent so much money, time building out his infrastructure to make sure that he could do that same day drop off delivery, or at least within a day or so. And so he's made that investment. Now, one thing that you guys probably know that's really obvious to a lot of people is that, you know, Amazon is known for being customer centric. They're known for being obsessed with the customers, and they build their business around what the customers want. Now, two things I want to throw out to you guys. Where are you investing your time right now, right? So last year, Bezos and Amazon invested in infrastructure to make sure that they had a complete logistics setup. Boom, it's perfect. And it paid, and now it's paying dividends. And the second question is, are we focused on where the customer's values are today? And I say that today because I think that so many things have changed, are changing due to this process that we're just getting into around COVID and seeing that ripple effect that's taken place. Are you realigning yourself around the customer's values of tomorrow? And that's the biggest thing that I think that Amazon has really done. And that's why I think he's a great wartime type of guy, right? And, you know, being able to, you know, look at some data points and shift your business so it better fits around what your customers value. So one thing that I think, and this is a, you know, this is an extreme hypothesis here, I'm guessing. But, you know, if we stay in this moment for, let's say, a year, 2 years even, where we're constantly going back and forth, or it's distancing and we have brand new legislation not allowing people to be on top of each other, the values are going to change. Consumerism is going to look different. We've always known for being a heavy service country. Now we're going to go to more, I believe, of, you know, less of the fluffy stuff, but more of just what's real. And our values will go back to some of the more simpler things in life, which I think is a beautiful thing. So, you know, how's your business going to align with that? Amazon clearly has shown by them doubling down on their employees. One, that's a great PR move, because it's coming out and saying, hey, we made all this money for all of our shareholders. We're up 26% and we're keeping it. He's going to sound like a greedy CEO tyrant, right? That he's probably going to be killed online. But instead, he's doubling down and investing in his employees and investing in infrastructure to keep them safe. That sounds a whole lot better of where your money's going. Even though the markets don't agree with it, I think from consumer behavior standpoints and perspective, that's killer. And so how can we do the same thing for what we're up to? So for myself personally, I'm learning more about digital marketing, because obviously I used to travel and do a lot of things face to face. Now I'm inside, so I got to triple down on SEO and understanding my Facebook ads, and as well as really trying to understand where my customers are going by having conversations with them and tracking those data points. So I would love to hear what you guys are doing to shift your business, how you're building your business, how you're changing up your actual growth strategies. Feel free to link up with me on every platform. I don't care, TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, even though I'm really biased towards LinkedIn. But I'm at Joe Alex Lemon, Or if you want to reach out, you can learn more about sales culture at salesculture.work. That's salesculture.work. And I look forward to staying connected to you guys, and I look forward to talking later this week.